A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all we know that you are my disciples: if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
I know is that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. One thing I know is that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you and me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. In 2019, when the bishops of USA found out that many Catholics do not believe in the real presence is a Catholic teaching that in the Holy Eucharist, Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. When they realized that many Catholics do not believe in this teaching and do not know about this teaching, they decided to conduct a Pew survey. In that survey, they found out that 43% of Catholics have heard about the teaching, but they do not believe in the real presence. 22% of Catholics, they have heard about it, and they believe in the real presence. 28% of Catholics, they claim that they have not heard about it at all. 5% of Catholics, we do not know whether they believe or not. 2% of Catholics, we don't know exactly what they believe in. Because of that, 3 years ago, they now decided that we should have a Eucharistic revival to remind the people of the teachings of the church, to remind the people that in the Holy Eucharist, Christ is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And one of the activities was to have Eucharistic procession. That was why yesterday evening we heard a Eucharistic procession from St. Philip's to St. Andrew's Church. And Bishop Jose Gomez was the one that celebrated the Mass, and he worked with the people. We carried the Blessed Sacrament from that church to St. Andrew's. You could see the number of Catholics that trooped out. The church at St. Andrew's was packed. More than 1,000 people. And more than 100 of us from Holy Family were present at that procession. It was really wonderful. And I want to thank all those that participated. That was really great. And my dear friends in Christ, this revival reminds us that if we believe in the Holy Eucharist, if we reverence the Holy Eucharist, we will experience the effects of the Holy Eucharist. I have had my own encounter, and I believe that in the Holy Eucharist that Jesus is present. 101%. I am sure. And I pray that each and every one of us, we should have such encounter so that our faith would grow. My dear friends in Christ, in today's gospel, Jesus gives us a new law. And this new law is that we have to love one another as he himself loves. The old law was love your neighbor as yourself. But now he has changed this law, and it is love one another as he loves. This was the parting word of Jesus before he embraced his cross. And he made it very clear that if the disciples were able to love as he loves, that he will abide with them, that he will never abandon them. In other words, Jesus wants us to love one another as he loves, and he wants us to see love as our identity as Christians. That is why in today's first reading, Paul and Barnabas, they were recounting what they were able to do, how people accepted their faith, how people embraced them and received their teachings. And they were telling us that this was because they were able to receive the message of Jesus, the message of love. And they were able to love as Jesus loved. That was what made people to believe in their teaching. And that is why they were first called Christians at Antioch in Pisidia. When people saw how the disciples were living their lives, when they saw how they were loving as Jesus loved, they called them Christians. So Christians are those who believe in Jesus, those who follow Jesus, and those who apply this new law of loving one another as Jesus loves. So if we profess to be Christians, we have to love as Jesus loves. And how does he love? His love was manifested by surrendering his life, by offering his life on the cross for us to gain our own lives. And remember, when Jesus offered himself, he did not offer his life only for those that believe in him. He did not offer his life only for the good, but for all of us, the good and the bad, those that believe and those that do not believe. So we can now say that the love of Jesus is a love that is sacrificial, a love that is selfless, love that knows no bounds, love that has no limit. And if we are able to love like he is, we will make impact in the society, in our families. And for us to love like Jesus, we have to learn how to forgive and let go. We have to learn how to embrace others. We have to learn how to accept without judging. That is how he loves. In the second reading, John tells us about the new heaven and the new earth. And he reminds us that if we are able to open up our hearts and listen to Jesus and embrace this new commandment of love, that the new heaven and the new earth will belong to us. So if we really want to attain this new heaven and the new earth, we have to love as Jesus loves. That is the message of today. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we gather to celebrate this Mass, let us pray that God will give us the grace to open our hearts to embrace this new commandment. And if we are able to open our hearts and embrace this new commandment, he will abide with us. He will be with us. He will manifest himself through us. May this word that we have heard transform our lives, and may this word bear good fruits in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.